Okay. Hi, I'm Aiden. I'm 15. The day is Christmas of 2021. I'm with my grandmother, Bernadette Coyle. We're in Reddington, New Jersey, and I'm going to be asking about her life, I guess. So, what is your earliest memory?
My earliest memory, I must have been about 3 years old, mm-hmm. or maybe even two. I was with my father and my parents and my sibling. I only had one at the time. And we would drive to Florida every spring for 3 weeks. My father was a New York City fireman, so he would have 3 weeks off. Mm-hmm. And we would stay in this motel in Hollywood Beach. And one morning, my father was holding my hand, and we were crossing the street to get breakfast at a dinette. And the blacktop was very hot. And he didn't realize that my bare feet were going to burn terribly. Oh. And I started to cross the street and scream. And he and his friend, we were both walking, I was between them, to the dinette, and they didn't know why I was screaming. And then they realized that her feet are burning, and he picked me up.
That is not a great first memory.
That is my first memory.
Ooh. Hmm. Not super pleasant, but memorable. Well, were your feet okay? Like, did you...
I guess so. I mean...
You're fine now.
I'm fine now.
Yeah. Was it like actual blister burns or was
No, okay. It was just hot. Okay, it was just hot. It wasn't blister burns.
I was going to say, like, God, that must have been horrible.
Child abuse.
Oh, okay. That's neat. I didn't know that you went to Florida every year. That's
every
cool.
year. And then he retired from the fire department when I was six, and he went to college and became a lawyer. Mm. And then in my... when I started high school, he would take me out of school for 2 weeks. Just take me out. And the whole family would fly down to Florida for 3 weeks, and we stayed at the same place.
Oh, that's cool.
Very cool, yeah.
I know something about missing 2 weeks to go on a vacation.
Yeah.
I guess not quite that long, but close enough.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time. Okay, so second question. Did you enjoy school? Was there anything in... Was there anything specific that you really liked or really didn't like? And then were there any teachers that you, like, really connected with or you found significant or, like, impactful on you?
Okay.
Kind of a lot of parts of the question.
Okay. I really liked school.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, my grade school, I was in the 50% of kids where English was the first language.
Mm-hmm.
So I was acing it really easily. And I did very well in school without doing much studying. As I realize now, I went to soup school, you know, which means, I mean, I went to a high school that was all girls, had not one AP course, did not even offer physics. I took it in summer school when I was 15, so I could get a 4-year region science diploma. And, the competition was not very demanding, and I did not give a whole lot. The shock was when I was National Honor Society.
Yeah,
and
super cool.
When I went to college, I was so ignorant compared to the other women who were in my college. I had read nothing and I knew nothing. So I felt really stupid, and it got me very angry.
So then you did all of it?
No, I just accepted my lot.
I thought you were going to do like the spite, spite for motivation thing, but no.
But
that's fair.
Even though I started college in 1967, I was 17.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't 18 until January, so I was young. I came from a very strict Irish Catholic background, and my ambitions had very little to do with feminist opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be a mom. and a wife.
So that's what you were taught.
That's what I wanted the most. And so how much education do you really need for that?
That's true.
You know, so that's where I was. And I became a teacher because it fit in with a
like
family. It fit in with my bigger goals. Although I think, like most good teachers, and I would have considered myself a good teacher, it's a talent that you're born with and that you can fine tune.
Yeah.
If you want to become a teacher because of the schedule and you don't have any talent for it, it's
going to
be a horrible life.
Yeah. And I do feel like there's something like, I don't know, motherly almost, or like parental about teaching.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You're spending a couple hours
That's
a
right.
day with these kids. Like,
and,
yeah.
And I, unfortunately, or fortunately, treated my students as I taught my, as I treated my children.
Yeah.
I love them. And that came with all the good stuff and the bad
yeah.
stuff.
Getting like trauma dumped in the middle
right.
of class.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, I coached both male and female tennis at Hillsborough High School, and I was the only female to ever coach a boys' varsity sport.
Ooh.
And
look at you.
One of my players said to me, "You know, coach, you never get angry, you just get disappointed."
Some of that's worse.
Which, well, that's
I
what he was saying.
Worse,
he wishes
yeah.
that I had just gotten pissed off. Because
then you can be angry back. If someone's disappointed
yeah.
in you, you're
that's
just like,
right.
oh.
But that's
oh.
so much more motherly to be
it
disappointed
is,
than
is.
To be angry. So that's why I'm agreeing with you. And I did that in terms of if you didn't do well on a test. And,
yeah, you just
you
get
know.
Like the kind of disappointed look.
Yeah,
like, oh,
disappointed.
You can
you're
better
a better
than
person
that.
Than that.
Yes, that. Oh.
Oh, right.
That is like
right.
my worst nightmare.
Right. You know,
I'd
so
much rather someone get mad at me.
Exactly.
I can be mad back. I can be like, oh, screw you. You're
yeah.
mean.
Right.
But, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, next one. What was your first job? How did you get it? And then were you, did you quit or were you fired? Or did you just, like, move on? Because I know that's how that
okay.
works sometimes. But it's more
My
exciting
first
if you
job
get fired.
Began when I was 5 years old.
That's early.
Yes. I lived in a 11-story apartment house in Manhattan in a 2-bedroom apartment with my younger sister, older sister, and my parents. And Tom Lafferty worked in advertising, and he lived on the second floor. We lived on the 9th floor, but there was a main and a terrace. And so we were 11 stories up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing a spread for Life magazine on kids growing up in the city. And he had all the kids in our, we had over 250 kids in our building.
Ooh.
I mean, for trick or treat, you didn't even leave the building. And he had us all roller skate across a handball court.
Did everyone know how to roller skate?
Oh, everybody knew how to roller skate.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Everybody had roller skates. There were ones that you had a roller skate key that clamps.
Ooh.
And you had a, you wore the key around your neck and you would have uh-huh. to tighten your clamps. Anyway, so we were all roller skating, and my older sister, who has beautiful blue eyes and big black eyelashes and three-dimensional freckles, ended up a full-page spread in Life
Ew.
Magazine.
Wait, which one was that?
Deirdre, my sister Deirdre.
Okay.
And people saw it and said, boy, she is so beautiful. You should take her modeling.
Mm-hmm.
So my father was a fireman, which means he worked shift. So he had time off in the day. And there was just the three girls my mother had at the time. So we started to model for Conover Agency. And we did a lot of, we lived in Manhattan, which was made things much easier because people were coming from Jersey and from Long Island. We could just hail a cab and be someplace
yes.
fast. So my sister was doing a fashion show at the Waldorf Astoria. And in July, you do the winter clothes. In January, you do the summer clothes.
Yeah, so that it's like planning.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And the buyers all sit around the ramp, and you walk down, you spin around, you smile, you walk back. Then they put a new outfit, and you're out again in
yeah.
5 minutes. Anyway, we got there, and I'd been dragged along with my sister to
As
these things
do.
A number of times. And the kid who was the size 6 had chicken pox and didn't show up. So they were frantic, you know, because the pox didn't show up on this kid's face until the morning of the fashion show.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? So the woman said to my mother, "You think she can do it?" And I was a monkey. I could do what I had seen, you know. So yeah. I did it.
Emergency modeling.
Emergency modeling. And yeah. then after that, I just went into the modeling agency.
You're just that good.
And I did modeling. I did lots of live television, particularly because there wasn't videotape. I did what the predecessor to the Today Show is called, the Home Show.
That's cool.
And the sponsor was Singer Sewing Machine. So, like I remember, I would get out of school for the whole week. Nobody cared. My mother would, and since everybody only spoke Spanish, I could still stay really good in my class. So, we'd go up to NBC Studios every morning.
That's so cool.
Arlene Francis and Bill Collier, Hugh Downs and Arlene Francis, they were the head people on the Home Show. And you would have dress rehearsal. Then we'd get up there like 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd have the show would go on at 9, let's say to 11. Then they'd bring in a big lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd have rehearsal for the next day. And I would get home just to get out into the playground with everybody who was in school all day.
Damn.
It was wonderful.
Living it.
I loved it.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I did the Home Show and I did The Price is Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Collier was the moderator for The Price is Right. And they have that little circular stage that comes out. And so several weeks a year, they would have things for kids as the prices you would bid on, whether it be clothes or toys or something like that.
And did you model those?
Yes.
That's so cool.
And this one time, my mother would sit and watch, because again, you'd be out of school for the whole week.
Yeah.
You do the dress rehearsal, you do the show, and then you would, you know, practice for the next day. And so one day I came, we were 6 little girls, we were in a tent, and we were all dressed in some kind of clothes. And the wheel was supposed to come around and there was 4 little girls. And each one of us was to stand in front of one of the contestants. And I was the last one off, so I was to stand in front of the last contestant, the one closest to the moderator.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, during dress rehearsal, he pinched my butt.
Oh, ew.
Yeah.
And you're like 6?
I was 6. Yeah, right, exactly. Maybe I was 7 by now.
Oh, that does not make a difference.
No. So anyway, but this was
off?
The rehearsal. Oh, no, everybody
I guess,
left.
Yeah, it was like this.
It was 1957.
Yeah, okay.
But on live television, coast to coast, I jumped off the wheel and went like this. Oh, no, you don't. I didn't say it, but I gave him the look. You know, there was no way I was putting my butt towards this man. Well, the
and did you get fired?
No.
Oh, really?
All the camera guys just cracked up laughing. And, of course, it couldn't be explained.
Yeah.
And my mother was sitting in the front row with her hands over her eyes, hysterical laughing.
That is so good. And it is exactly what I would expect out of you.
So I did not get fired. But then, as I said before, my father, he was promoted. He was the youngest battalion chief in the New York City Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
And he retired after 21 years in the fire department.
Damn, that's a long time.
Yeah, well, then you get your full pension.
Yeah.
And and he won a scholarship to NYU to go to college. But then he didn't have the time to take us to the modeling.
Oh, so then you couldn't.
And then my mother got cancer.
Yeah.
And so that job was over.
Out.
So like from 6-5 to 10. I did that.
That's so cool.
That was my first job.
I did not know anything about that.
See that? It's not something you bring up regularly.
Well, it's still a cool story,
funny
though.
Stories. Oh, yeah. Funny stories.
I wonder if you could find, like, I bet you could.
We
totally
did, because I made TV commercials.
Oh, yeah. So they totally have those.
Yes. I tried to find them. Yeah. The one, Kellogg's Rice Krispies commercial.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Got to write this down.
And I'm trying to think. I think I was in 4th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been 58 and 59.
Cool.
58, I think. 58 or 59.
Kellogg's Krispies.
Right. And a little boy and I run out and there's some toys in the bottom of the Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Well, there's a story too. On my way home from school that day, because we had to go after school, the Eagle Pencil Factory, which was on 13th Street between Avenue C and Avenue D in Manhattan, that's before they exploded buildings. They would have the big swinging Betsy, and it broke.
Wrecking ball.
A wrecking ball, right. And there was it was the Eagle Pencil Factory, and there were pencils and erasers all over the sidewalk. I mean, like, when you are 9, what's better than all brand new erasers?
Yeah,
right?
You're going to grab
so
all of them.
So I'm on my way home from school because I would walk, and I'm picking up all the erasers. And this big boy in my class, who was always, like, I was first in line, he was always last in line, John Horvath.
Did he, like, punch you or something for him?
He took his, we used to have school bags that we would line up, so they had metal tips on the bottom of them. We'd line them up in the
street. Did they hit you with
it? He hit me, and he hit me in the eye. And so I had a scratch from, like, the corner of my eye to my ear. And I was going to make a TV commercial right after school.
Did they just put makeup on it?
Yeah, just put makeup on it.
Oh, okay. That's
not... But I got home, and my mother is ballistic because I have this big scratch. So anyway, I didn't take it well.
Mm-hmm.
John had hit me, and so I punched the hell out of John.
Good.
Right.
As he
deserved. So I get off the elevator, and my mother opens the door, and she's on the phone. And Mrs. Horvath, he lived a block closer to the school than I did. So he had already gotten home and was crying. And he had told his mother that Bernadette Downs had beaten him up. And so I'm on the phone, and she's talking to Mrs. Horvath.
Yeah.
And she says, "This is John's mother?" "Yes." "Well, your daughter beat up my son, John." And my mother says, "You know what? I wouldn't tell anybody." Because he was at least 20 pounds heavier than I was. So that was the end of it.
Whatever,
1957.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
So that was the end of that. Yeah.
Well, thank you so
You're
much. This
Any
is.
More questions?
I mean, we've gone. We've
way past
finished.
10 minutes.
Well, it doesn't need to be exactly 10 minutes, but you filled out your quota.
Good. Anything else, I'll be happy to answer you.
So, thanks, I guess. And this is the end. Thank you, Bernadette Coyle.
That's right. Thank you, Aiden Bernadette Masterton.
Yeah.
I love
of course.
You. And this was so much fun.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.